Larry O'Brien on 90.
One, man. Here you are.
Larry.
Hello.
Larry.
Yes, Mr. President.
I thought maybe you might put in a good word. I don't know how to do it, but I'm very afraid that we get started on this foreign aid authorization. And if we went at the rate that we went last year, if we had an extension resolution like that,
yeah,
it wouldn't hurt us.
Yeah.
A great deal, at least for the next few days.
Yeah.
I'm afraid if they get that up over there, Morse is going to talk several days.
Yeah.
And while we got to handle it with kid gloves, with Mansfield,
yeah,
with Mansfield and Hubert, if you could kind of use some of your best strategy on getting our other stuff ahead of it, it would be helpful, because we can afford to take a setback and delay on it more than we can on interest equalization,
yeah,
and more than we can on Appalachia, and more than we can on other things, although I doubt that they'll let us do it. You might try to squeeze anything that you can get reported, like Hilbert or nurses or,
yeah,
or anything like that, and at least tell them that when you get it up, just to set it aside temporarily, take up these others that we need to rush through.
All right.
Because the Republicans would like to get that up, and that holds back all these little things that we need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tell Mike that that's what you heard they're up to, and that if you could, as you get these minor ones approved, go on and get them out, because even if we didn't get the authorization and just continued it to last year,
yeah,
that's about all we're asking.
Yeah.
And so we sure won't do it. Now, interest equalization, I don't know how long it takes them to write a report, but I wouldn't think there'd be much discussion about that.
I wouldn't think so either.
And that is a must with us.
Right.
Now, I want to get you to give to me, after you put all the people to work that you've got, and I'm ready to put the whole cabinet in on it, anything that we need to do on poverty so that we have no crippling amendment.
Right.
They're gonna try to, I can see the line on the Life editorial, they want to follow the Feeling Housing Amendment, and they're gonna try to gut us. The reason they got it put off another week,
yeah,
was to try to,
yeah,
we see no harm and much merit in the general idea of a substitute proposed by Feeling Housing, which would authorize the experiments and a good deal of federal money, but would leave their actual administration to the states. Sociological experiments like education are among the things the states can conduct better, and it is results far and among real people, not just statistics, that we need. The more affluent the economy as a whole, the more offensive the residual poverty that defaces it. So what we have to do is let the speaker and Carl know that they've jockeyed us into delaying it, and they're using this every day to hit us with. And if we can, we ought to just move personally, you, Speaker, Carl, all of us, to get every individual we can.
Yeah, I'm sitting right with Carl.
Good.
Right now.
Okay.
Lunching up here.
Okay.
Thanks.
Ready? Ready, guys?